It's time to fix your home. It's time for the WHTC at Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group, with your building expert, Mark Vandenbosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything you need for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC.
And a warm welcome on this Friday afternoon to the At Home Show. Thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in each and every week. We are right in the midst of a several-week series on buying and selling your home, and it's been a fun journey. We just have a couple weeks left, and Tony Hoover has been kind of my sidekick all along the way. Tony, you're joining me again today, and this is great. It's good stuff.
Oh, yeah, happy to be here. It's been a really fun journey. I mean, we've talked about a lot of different avenues with buying and selling a home, and last week we had a great conversation, and when we talked about, you know, from the real estate perspective, you know, getting your house ready to sell and, you know, what to look for in a new home, and just it's been a lot of fun. Looking forward to today's conversation too.
Right, and in that context, we've talked a lot about outdoor living this yep. week. You know, at the office, we've been talking about the dramatic increase in decking sales in exterior-type products, and it's really been a good year here in West Michigan in terms of those type of products and seeing people renovate existing homes, as well as those that are building new houses are putting on some pretty fantastic decks specifically.
Oh, yeah, it's been crazy. I think that, you know, we've talked about it in the past, Mark, where it's people would spend a lot of time renovating their inside, but now we're seeing a real movement to renovate your outside. And, you know, people are spending more and more times outdoors, and people are actually staying in their homes longer than ever before. And they just want the room to grow almost outward. And we're seeing that at Zeeland Lumber quite a bit, where people are installing new composite decks, just upgrading an existing traditional lumber deck. And it's been an awesome summer for it, for sure.
So let's talk about decking. We're going to talk about railing. And really the idea today is, what can you do as a homeowner to maybe spruce up your home, getting it maybe ready to sell,
mm-hmm.
or maybe you've just purchased a new home and you want to spruce up the back deck, or maybe neither one of those applies to you, but you want to look at, what can I do, because I'm going to stay around a little bit more, maybe the staycation is what's right for you, and
exactly.
and you want to put a deck on your home or refresh that deck. We're going to start talking about railing first.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to also introduce Jay Ellsworth. Jay's coming alongside of us. He's our residential deck expert down at Zeeland Lumber and Supply. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And you've done this in the past, not your first rodeo, so I'm pretty excited about having a conversation with all of us, but also a conversation with our listeners. 395-1450. That's 395-1450 if you have any questions on today's topic. And again, the topic is going to be railing and decking in that order. And, you know, some of the products that we sell really are Trex. It's a well-known brand, as well as AZEK. But, Jay, why don't you kind of paint a picture to our listeners as to kind of some railing options. What are some of the cool things that are on the marketplace today that are something they should consider?
Well, what we're doing a lot of right now with the railing options is the lighting aspects that you have. You have lighting for your post caps, lighting for your rails, deck lights, riser lights. That's just getting huge now. And even above and beyond the lighting, we have options, kits that you can purchase to do flower pots, benches, under deck storage, which you could even incorporate coolers in. It's just a tremendous amount of options that we're doing now, and it's growing. And like Tony had said, it makes your deck more of an outdoor living space.
All right, so let's talk about the lighting aspect of refreshing a deck, right? Can a consumer do this aftermarket? That is, if they have an existing deck and a railing, could they simply buy the parts and pieces to do some of these light options, and kind of take us through the different aspects of the deck?
Yeah, to do it on an existing railing, yes, it can be done. It gets a little tricky, possibly running the wires. You know, if you've got a existing deck that let's say, happens to have a post sleeves on it where then you can fish the wires down, run the wire through that, you can do that. Otherwise, you know, an existing wood deck with a wood railing, you can add lights and stuff to that, but then, you know, you've got to get a little creative in hiding the wires. So that can be an issue on existing lighting, or excuse me, adding lighting to existing wood railing decking.
395-1450, that's 395-1450. Those of you who are just tuning in, we are talking railing and decking on the At Home Show today, 1450 WHTC. We're talking railing in this segment of the show. What are some of the high-end railing options that are out there? And let me preface that by saying, you know, is it something that you're seeing some people that are, they're happy with their existing deck, but maybe they're coming in and saying, I want to replace my existing railing. And what are some of the options that are out there?
Well, in the railing aspect, we get that a lot because it's relatively easy, if, you know, on your existing decking, if you want to refinish that. The railing portion is a real tedious, time-consuming thing. So we're getting a lot of people that just want to replace their railings with a PVC composite type railing. Trex, for instance, their railing is made out of a Fibrex material, which is a real fade resistant, steadfast color material. And even the lower end vinyl, which is starting to get less and less, it seems like the consumers are really wanting to go with that higher end composite or a Fibrex type material.
So breaking it down, you're saying that railings can be comprised of treated or seeded material, so wood.
Correct.
Composite.
Yep.
Which could take on the form of vinyl as well as this Fibrex type material,
yep.
Correct?
Yep. And then you go on to the aluminum or even a metal rail. Most of it is an aluminum, but yet some of it is a metal too.
All right, well, we're going to get further into the trenches. We're going to talk about spindle options. We're going to talk about other things that you can do to spruce up your railing. We'll do that right after the break. Stay with us here on the At Home Show, 1450 WHTC. And you're back on the At Home Show here, 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, alongside Tony Hoover and Jay Ellsworth today. We're having a good time talking about a fun topic, really. It's one of, in my mind, the most exciting products that we sell over at Zealand Lumber and Supply, and mm-hmm. that is deck products, decking and railing, and really all of the components that are involved with it. And you know, thinking back over the last 10 to 15 to 20 years that I've been in the industry, the complexities of what are out there do exist. I mean, there's something great about having a lot of options, but it also makes for a little bit more challenging of a decision-making process, right?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, like with just like you're saying, Mark, the different options. And, you know, and Jay can probably speak to this too, but it's not just, you know, the traditional spindles that run up and down. I mean, Jay, how many different options are there now?
Oh, geez, you've got, you know, your, like you said, Tony, the traditional spindle, vertical, up and down. Then you have your horizontal glass rail options, cable rail, stainless steel cable rail options. We have options where we're using the composite top and bottom rail, and then we're using a aluminum baluster or glass baluster. It's just there seem to be endless on the options, and then the color combinations that go along with that.
And this might be kind of a funny question, but like, do you need to be worried about like building permits? Like, if you're on like a second story, can you still have those same options, or does it change as the higher you get up off the ground?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time, in certain circumstances, the railing height does change from a 36-inch rail height to a 42-inch rail height.
Mm-hmm.
And that's typically when you get, you know, like above a second story. So in most residential applications, it's going to be your standard 36-inch rail height. So
gotcha.
Now, you had mentioned cable rail. I think that's a really cool product that's on the marketplace.
Yep.
That runs horizontally?
Yes. Horizontally in between the posts. The spacing between your post on a horizontal rail is going to be a little bit closer together just because of the the gappage that you have to run, because you can't be any more than 4 inches on center for the code purposes, like Tony was asking earlier on the rail height. So the supports or stanchions, if you want to call them, in between are a little closer together with cable rail, but it's a nice, neat, clean look.
And there's no issues in terms of feeling like it's a ladder for code-type purposes. Jay,
no.
Have you had conversation with folks about that?
Yeah, I mean, they're... Initially, the code people were hesitant to allow that, but they've kind of let it go now. And from really nationwide, there really hasn't been a big issue with that.
So there's a general acceptance of that product. And again, that's probably one of the products that we've seen the greatest amount of growth here in the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah. We've had in that stainless steel cable rail, as we like to call it, we've had... last year was good growth in it. This year's been tremendous growth in it this year. Sales have been really good.
Now, what about glass? You know, we talk a lot about being able to see a backyard, or even in West Michigan, you have a lot of people that are living on lakes or Lake Michigan or Lake Mac. And at face value, I'm thinking, boy, I want to get a glass type of a deck railing, you know, so I've got the glass pieces there.
No.
Talk about the pros and cons of going with glass.
Well, pros, obviously, kind of like what you had said, Mark, you know, the view. If you've got that view of your deck, backyard that you want to see, that allows a view. And that's there's your biggest pro. You're living on a lake, on a river, in the woods, you want to see it. There's your great, cons with it. The two biggest things that I hear are I have to clean it because it gets dirty, and it can... And with full-size pieces of glass, it traps the heat a little bit, so it can allow your deck area to get a little bit hotter than it normally would because the heat doesn't escape like it would through, a deck rail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point.
I was going to say, I don't even like washing the windows in my house. I don't know.
Right. You know, you had talked about railing options and having colors integrated within a rail. Give our audience, our listeners, a little bit of a picture of what you're seeing. What are some hot colors? What are some colors that are available? And what are you seeing in terms of trends that they need to consider if they're thinking about putting a new railing on their deck?
Well, right now, aside from white is still the most popular of all the colors. But as far as the darker ones are probably next in line, black and the dark browns. Those two are just, the last couple years have been real hot. And a lot of that dark brown, we're seeing a lot of mix and match, and even with the white, where the top and bottom rails are in that dark brown, they're using a white baluster or vice versa, or their color combination. The post sleeves are one color, and then the rail's another color, but the dark, dark colors are what's hot. You know, this lighter cedar colors, little bit, but it's white and then black and dark browns right now.
So it sounds to me there are multitude of colors that are available, and this is kind of a good segue into the decking portion of a deck.
Yep.
Is it such that the manufacturers now are sensitive to having complementary or actually matching color of railing to the many deck colors that are out there? And really, there's 10, 15, 20 different type of deck colors that are out there. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the railing options are color coordinated, so to speak, if you want to say, with the decking colors that each brand has. And typically, you're in that 10 to 15 colors of decking and about, 5 to 7 colors of railing options. So that color, you can color coordinate your deck color with your rail color pretty easy, or get that contrast, and that's what you want. We see, as we probably will talk, we get into the decking a little bit more, we'll have a lot of the color combinations on decks as well with borders and stuff, and that all kind of ties in with the different color combinations of the railing options that are out there.
So are you saying that if you want to match the deck to the railing, that you have to still be careful about that because it may not be the case that that's available? Like you're saying that there are not all rail colors that match.
Yeah, there's
that
not
color.
All rail colors that match precisely or exactly. You're going to get the shade. They're all going to be a little bit different because the material that the deck is made out of in the rail, different finish on it. It's the same type of material, but the manufacturing process varies a little bit, so that color shows up differently on a piece of decking versus what it does on a piece of railing.
We're going to talk more decking. We're going to talk AZEK. We're going to talk Trex. We'll do that right after the break. Stay with us on the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Welcome back to the final segment on the At Home Show. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, with you, and I'm talking with Jay Ellsworth and Tony Hoover about decking and railing and just a category that's exploded over the last several years, and a lot of market share is being gained by the composite portion of this industry. And so our conversation today really has focused on composite railing and composite decking. You know, 5-10 years ago, that's all the focus was, is decking and railing. And today, that conversation is just so much more. There's talk about what do you do to accent the deck, right? And early in the show, we talked about lighting. We talked about some of the other kind of cool things like benches. And they also have a manufacturer out there has created, I think AZEK has that, they've created an in-deck cooler system, which is kind of a fun system. What are the other aspects of a deck that we haven't talked about that really finish off a deck well?
Well, you've got, you know, which we don't get into a lot, but the one thing we haven't talked about or touched on is, you know, of course you have your patio furniture and that kind of stuff to go along with it that a lot of people really accent that off with. And it's amazing how much that adds to the final look of your deck and how it's going to be used. As we go back a little bit to that lighting side of it, like we touched on before, lighting your deck up allows a greater time of use to it too. You know, sit out there in the evening with a fire pit in the backyard, you've got your deck lit up, you can socialize on it instead of, you know, up till 10, 11 o'clock at night instead of, okay, it's dark, we have to go in the house now. So that's added on a lot of time for that. You know, other things.
What about like fascia board, Jay, and this underdeck concept?
Yeah, they have products out there. That's a good question, Mark. That can drainage systems. So if you're outside and you have anything underneath your deck where you have a, let's say, a walkout house where you have a finished patio underneath your deck, there's drainage systems that you can allow to use your underneath portion of your deck while it's raining. Drainage systems catch all the water, go into a downspout, run away, just so it creates even more living space underneath your deck.
Right. Now, Jay, another important question that we're hearing, you know, is about fading and, you know, it's an exterior product, so there's going to be some kind of, not discoloration, but it's going to change color throughout the years. What are the manufacturers doing to kind of protect that worry?
There's some of the manufacturers out there right now offer a stain fade warranty. You know, and that stain warranty that's out there is typical to, you know, foodborne stains, ketchup, mustard, you know, beer, wine, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And the fade warranty, they're not saying that it will not fade, but the noticeable fade that you probably wouldn't even see it over the course of your life, your deck of, you know, that 15, 20, 25 years. So the advancements in that technology just over the last 4 or 5 years have you know, grown leaps and bounds.
You know, when composite decking came out 20 years ago, that part of the industry really stubbed their toes because they didn't really talk about the product being a low-maintenance product. They talked about it being a no-maintenance product. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
And so why don't you talk about that briefly here, Jay? What's the education out there right now in terms of composite decking and maintenance?
You know, the maintenance really is pretty simple on it. Hose it down. You know, there's some deck wash material out there that you can use if you get some real dirty spots. But otherwise, you know, you can go at it with a power washer, but most of the time, your power washer, or excuse me, your high pressure nozzle on your hose sprayer will be all you need to clean your deck. And I like to say, you know, these spaces are coming outdoor living spaces. You know, if you're going to clean your wood floor in your house to keep it clean, you need to do the same thing for your deck to keep it clean.
What about fasteners? You know, that's a part of, that's kind of the finishing component to having a really cool looking deck.
Most of what we're using today is hidden fasteners, anywhere from clips that would go in the grooves of the deck boards to fasten them down, to colored matching screws, or a Cortex, which is a screw with a plug made out of the same color and decking that you have to cover up the head of the screw. So you can virtually put your deck down, your decking material down, without even seeing any screws or fasteners or anything.
So it's a hidden fastener system.
Correct.
Excellent. You know, we've talked a lot about lighting and how that can enhance a deck. Lighting has grown in terms of where you can put it. We've seen it on risers for stairs. We've seen it around the perimeter of a deck. We've also seen it as a complement underneath each of the rail sections. That's a pretty cool thing. We've also talked about the evolution of the railing, and there are just a lot of options to consider as a consumer when it comes to railing. You don't have to settle for the traditional 2x2 treated spindle that's been around forever. We've talked about composite decking, and the fact is that when that product came on the market, the industry did stub its toe, the composite category, right?
Yep.
But today, more so than ever, the manufacturers that are out there still are the solid ones. Our encouragement is to stick with the leading brands, the AZEX and the Trex of the world, when you consider putting down a Trex deck. Got just a couple seconds left. Jay, what are a couple websites that maybe our listeners can access to maybe look up more in terms of this product?
As you said, Trex.com, AZEX.com are two of them, and go on ZealandLumber.com.
Excellent. Excellent.
Get all your information you need right there as well.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Jay. Thanks, Tony,
thanks for
being here as well.
Appreciate
it's been kind of a fun, enlightening show. And thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in each and every week on the At Home Show. Have a safe and happy weekend, everyone. So long.
Thanks for joining us for the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zealand Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group on 1450 WHTC. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to WHTC.com and join us next week for the At Home Show on 1450 WHTC.